This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's not just honeybees and bumblebees that are in trouble. Wild bees are disappearing from much of the nation's farmland, especially in Minnesota and much of the upper Midwest. Researchers at the University of Vermont found that there are places now downright inhospitable to wild bees. Professor Taylor Ricketts says farmers are going to be looking at inconsistent yields. Wild bees provide $3 billion worth of pollination services to the nation's food system. Some crops, like almonds, blueberries, and other fruits, are totally reliant on either domesticated honeybees that are trucked in at a high cost, or wild insects that live around the fields. The researchers found that 39% of the croplands that need insects face a threatening mismatch between rising demand for pollination and a dwindling supply of wild bees. Hotspots in trouble are Central California, Northwest Washington, Michigan, and a vast stretch from western Minnesota through Iowa and the Dakotas. Minnesota alone accounted for nearly 13% of the overall decline. Ricketts said the decline is driven by the conversion of natural land into intensely managed row crops. In 11 key states where the study showed bees in precipitous decline, the amount of land tilled for corn spiked 200% in 5 years. Prairies supply plenty of nesting areas and flowers for food. As they're taken away for cropland, so are the wild bees that provide the pollination. Earlier last year, the White House released a pollinator protection plan that calls for bringing back 7 million acres of land as pollinator habitat. For more information on the study and how to do your part in bringing back pollinators, check out GardenBite.com. I'll be continuing this series on pollinators and plants throughout the season. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.